The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Friday, the 1st of June. Amazon has announced it will block Aussie online shoppers from its overseas stores. Child welfare leading the headlines in the Northern Territory. The National Redress Scheme will compensate 4 out of 5 survivors of institutionalised child abuse. And Friday Lights, Claire takes us through a chicken soup recipe. Claire, Amazon has announced it will block Aussie online shoppers from purchasing goods from its Amazon.com site from the start of July. I know you're an online shopper from way back. Are you okay?
Look, I certainly used to be an online shopper until the Squiz, which put significant constraints on my budget. So not so much lately. So I'm pretty well detoxed and will handle this pretty well, I reckon. But
I'm glad. I was a bit concerned. I was a bit worried about you.
I knew you would be. Australian online shoppers won't be able to access the US and UK sites. They're putting a geo block on that from the start of July. And that's because they don't want to muck around with complying with the new GST. Regulations which are coming in for purchases under $1,000.
So there are 36 million shopping orders every year. That's going to affect a lot of people.
Well, there's actually more than that, but it's 36 million packages that are valued under $1,000 that are coming into Australia from international online retailers. So, yeah, it's a lot of shopping. And what the government has said is that it's only fair that they level the playing field for Australian retailers, and that's something that the Aussie retailers have been calling for quite some time. And good news, I guess, is eBay and Alibaba and some of the other big retailers have said that they're planning on complying with the legislation, but of course it means those parcels are going to be a bit more expensive, so get ready for it.
Quite a bit of law and order news out of the Northern Territory. Do you want to take us through the latest?
So three things to note that all sort of came together yesterday. The 24-year-old man who was charged with sexual assault of a 2-year-old girl in Tennant Creek earlier this year has been released, and police say that they've got the wrong man. Instead, they've arrested someone else for that, and it's quite possible, of course, that authorities face a compensation claim for the wrongful arrest. More troubling news from Tennant Creek, though, with authorities investigating allegations of sexualised behaviour between a 5-year-old girl and another child aged under 10. There were initially reports that the girl had been sexually assaulted, but the Australian today is saying that that's probably not the case, but it's still very troubling nonetheless, and child welfare authorities are investigating that. And then finally, the former police commissioner, John McRoberts, he was yesterday found guilty of attempting to pervert the course of justice. That has to do with a fraud investigation into some travel rorts that were happening in their government system up there, and a travel agent who he happened to be having an affair with, he's been found guilty of warning her off. So, yeah, lots happening up there.
Now, you've apologised for this in the email, but I have absolutely no shame. Making headlines overnight was Kim Kardashian's visit to the White House. What on earth was she doing there?
Well, look, I get the message and the feeling that Squizzes aren't really huge Kim Kardashian fans, but look, it was making pretty big news in the States yesterday. She was there talking about a woman who's serving a life sentence on drug offences, and there's certainly, when it comes to sentencing and that sort of thing, some quite significant issues in the States. So that's why she was in the Oval Office talking to President Donald Trump.
But of course, it's caused a lot of headlines about the fact that he hasn't met with the right Kim.
Yes, correct. Nice segue, Kate. But others were meeting yesterday with senior North Korean officials, and Kim Jong-un has sent his closest confidant, a guy called Kim Yong-chol, and he's been in New York meeting with the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. So certainly it looks like things are heading towards a meeting between Trump and Kim Jong-un soon.
An announcement yesterday that the Anglican Scouts, Salvos and YMCA have endorsed the National Redress Scheme to compensate survivors of child abuse. This now means 4 out of 5 survivors will be covered.
Yeah, that happened yesterday. Social Services Minister Dan Tehan was very happy about it. Western Australia are the last state or territory to sign up to the redress scheme, and he's hopeful that will happen in a couple of weeks, and he's also putting pressure on the other religious organisations to get on board.
And it's the end of a big week in Canberra. A lot has happened down there this week. Check out the email for details on what brought Pauline Hanson close to tears on Sky News last night. And also Health Minister Greg Hunt has been forced to apologise for a strong discussion he has had with a stakeholder. Friday Lights, Claire. What nuggets of gold do you have for us today?
So if you like Celeste Barber, there's a fabulous guy from Italy who has taken on the genre and he's worth checking out. Second up, there's a really great piece in Vanity Fair about one of their reporters actually who somehow became entangled with this fake heiress and she ended up stealing about $60,000 from this person. So it's...
Yeah, that's like a grab a cup of coffee on the weekend and sit back and have a long read of that. It's a really interesting story.
Yeah, and finally, there's a good chicken soup recipe.
Ah, there you go. And the subject line. What is it today?
Subject line is the Madonna Material Girl... lyric, of course, because, you know, shopping.
Oh, Amazon. Got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Well done.
Thank you for listening to the podcast the last 2 weeks. We hope you're finding it helps you to be more informed each day. And if so, please share it with all your mates, colleagues, family. And we will chat to you on Monday.
See you then.
The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.
A message now from our podcast partner, BHP. The steel made from iron ore plays an important role in providing the production of our energy infrastructure, from wind turbines to power poles. So cutting carbon emissions in iron ore production is key. It's why BHP has committed to a solar and battery agreement to help power its port facilities at Port Hedland. It's happening now at BHP.